we continue on with our first live show of the new year. Good to have you here. It's January 2nd, 2020. Glad you made it. You know, as we talked about earlier, doomsday predictors said, you know, you had no chance of being here. You were going to die. The temperature's going to rise and global warming and famine and everything else was going to fall apart around you, but it didn't happen. I'm good to have you here. By the way, falling down around you, that's what's going on with Hunter Biden. Yeah, Hunter Biden, the judge in that case, he's got this paternity case. This paternity case being played out in Arkansas, right? And the judge in the case, without warning or explanation, recused himself on Tuesday. And this is after men from Florida and Israel tried to intervene in the case in an apparent attempt to get financial information on the former vice president's son. Independence County Circuit Judge Don McSpadden has also been trying to get financial information from Biden, but the judge has said his interest was in the well-being of a one-year-old baby doe, the child of Biden and London Alexis Roberts of Independence County, Arkansas. Potential interveners Dominic Casey of DNA Investigations of Longwood, Florida, and Joel Kaplan of Jerusalem appear to have other motives. Casey, a private investigator, filed what he called a notice of fraud and counterfeiting and production of evidence December 23rd. It was stricken from the record the same day by McSpadden, who noted that Casey hadn't filed a motion to intervene. Casey then filed a motion to intervene December 27th, but McSpadden recused himself before ruling on it. Brent Langdon of Texarkana, Texas, Roberts' attorney, filed a motion Monday saying Casey's filing was a scheme by a non-party simply to make scandalous allegations that have nothing to do with a pending paternity suit. On Monday, Kaplan filed a 31-page motion to intervene saying he represents himself and hundreds of thousands of U.S. investors who were defrauded in a systemic, formulaic, and biblically sized multi-billion dollar stock scheme called the China Hustle. So I don't know what's going on with all of this. But McSpadden has said, you know, I'm out. I'm done with this. Of course, Hunter Biden's business connections in Ukraine and China have been criticized by Republicans during the impeachment inquiry into President Donald Trump. Hunter Biden's foreign business activities coincided with the time his father, then vice president, now Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden, was in office. A delay in the Arkansas case could push its resolution or other decisions in the case beyond primaries in the Democrat Party's nominating process for president, the first being a month from tomorrow, February 3rd, the Iowa caucuses. Can you believe it? 30 days away tomorrow. Anyhow, the judge is out in that case. You know, it's in Arkansas. You know, maybe we could get Hillary to weigh in, right? Maybe Hillary knows what's going on. She's from there. She knows people, right? Communist China, Red China, as they should be called. Nobody calls them Communist China anymore, that nation. We should. Currently has millions of people locked away in concentration camps, systematically murdering the Uyghurs, the Muslim minority, has said in state-controlled media this week that the Second Amendment in the United States is a serious problem and that there needs to be a change in how the American public views private ownership of guns. This is coming from the Communist Party in Communist China. Good to know. The Global Times, which is Chinese state-run media, not to be confused with the media in America that is Democrat Party-run media. But the Global Times published the op-ed after a good guy with a gun in Texas stopped a shooting at the church. China mocking the United States, saying that shootings are shocking in a U.S. allegedly governed by law. Private gun ownership, a tradition, this is what it read in part. Private gun ownership is a tradition from the early days of the founding of the U.S., in a modern society, the problems created by this tradition have already exceeded the benefits. So says Communist China, where its people have no rights and no ability to speak up and no freedom of speech or assembly or certainly of religion. They murder people of certain religious sects. American society, it continues, has already seen serious problems caused by the private ownership of guns, but their massive number has contributed to an enormous inertia. Many interest groups have benefited from it, and some ordinary people have truly gained a sense of safety. To change this habit, which has lasted hundreds of years, tremendous political courage and a rearrangement of interest is required. Isn't it nice to know that China is weighing in on the side of Democrats? Isn't it nice to know that Communist China is weighing in on the side of Democrats on gun control? It further reads, does the op-ed, facts have proved that the U.S. system is unable to handle the intricacies of countless issues around guns, including politics, economics, law and order, and public psychology. The country can neither manage the safe storage and use of so many guns owned by ordinary people, nor can it establish a new national system that bans or strictly restricts guns. It cannot even form an overwhelming opinion regarding gun issues. But it is good to know the Chinese dictator Xi Jinping has received a title that was normally reserved for Communist China's founder Mao Zedong, who is the most prolific mass murderer in human history. Yeah, the most prolific mass murderer in human history, Mao Zedong, in China, dictating to us about the Second Amendment. How utterly appalling. But worse yet, like I say, and as I point out, worse yet is the fact that they agree and parrot the lines being regurgitated on a daily basis on the left-leaning liberal media and their cohorts in the Democrat Party. Nice to know that Communist China, MSNBC, and Nancy Pelosi line up together on this issue and, well, frankly, others as well. But here they are on gun control, lined up together. Take that to the bank to start your 2020 new year. Man, can you remember where you were in 2016? Remember where you were 2016 and Donald Trump was heading into the primary season and the media laughed at him? He couldn't win. No chance he could ever win. They're saying the same now, of course. Yeah, so it is. All right. Quick break and some final thoughts on the Steve Gruber Show.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Imagine a world where you're not afraid to go to school.
To ride the bus.
To walk to your locker.
To turn on your computer.
To be yourself.
A world where you do not have to fear being alone.
Where you don't feel weak.
Or embarrassed.
Or scared.
You have the power to stop the abuse.
Speak up.
Speak out.
You can make a difference.
It's your voice.
How will you use it?
Make your voice heard. Go to OKToSay.com.
This message sponsored by OK to Say and MAB.